Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything is on the table. The one thing we don't know is what they think of the upcoming draft class, which we're not even going to know who's available, right? I mean, you know, Mendoza will be there, but is Moore going to join him? To me, he feels like a coin flip, right? They just lost their OC, so I don't know if he wants to stick around.
It's going to be interesting. That's why I think a lot of us will be watching Saturday night to watch beyond Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship and to see what Mendoza can do for Indiana. It makes things more interesting, I would say, than just a typical Indiana-Ohio State football game. Plus, I mean, man, all you have to do is look at anybody who's coming out in the draft on any of the Ohio State Buckeyes, and you got to be like, ah, yeah, all right, let's see if the Browns can get them. I mean, I'm sure there are folks that haven't watched the Buckeyes this season, but you may want to watch on Saturday just to make sure. Especially Mendoza. I think more fans will be watching around here. Maybe that's not fair because of Ohio State, but I do think there will be plenty of folks that are glued in just to see Fernando Mendoza and if he would be worthy of trying to move up for the first pick, as we had talked about even when we started the show today with Dane Brugler's theory that the Browns, and it was just doing a mock draft, that the Browns could trade up to number one to get him, and then, you know, then you'd have to see where you are. But now you've got this whole, like, alphabet soup of what's going on with the quarterback situation. Shedeur Sanders is your starting quarterback right now. And, you know, Kevin hasn't said he's the man for the rest of the season. He will tell you week to week if he is, and at least he'll tell you that right after the game on Sunday, so there's nothing wrong with that. You know, Gabriel's still here, and now Deshaun Watson has entered into the 21-day practice window for those injured players, PUP, the reserve PUP, to try to get back out on the field. So will he play this season? Your guess is as good as mine. I do think it was interesting. We were talking to Daryl earlier, too. Jeff, he made it. Didn't you get the feeling he didn't think he'd see the field?
That was the feeling that I received.
Or was that his opinion?
That was Daryl's opinion.
Yeah. But
that's okay. We ask him for his opinion.
You think we'll see him?
I don't know, Andy.
We've had so many wacky seasons, Jeff. Here's why I do. Because this team and this franchise has had so many wacky seasons where you go back and look like, who was the Week 18 starter? Who was the Week 17 starter? What?
Yeah, I know. But do you do that to a guy that you think, that you thought at one point was your franchise quarterback? You know, like the last 2 years, it was Bailey Zappe and Jeff Driscoll started the last game of the year. And, you know, you just throw somebody out there. Do you want to expose Deshaun to a possible injury and just throwing him out there for the last game?
If you're Deshaun, are you not trying to get back out on the field? So maybe if they're going to cut you loose to show teams that you still can play and that you want the opportunity.
It?
Yeah. It's all about tape at this point for him, isn't it?
I would think he's actually in a position where he needs to put out some good tape.
Not that we've had to say that before, but yeah, I think so.
I think that's true. I just wonder about the priority in decisions that have to be made here. And the quarterback situation is a huge one, but so's the, you know, front office and coaching and everything else. And I would like to see if Deshaun has anything left, mainly because I'm curious, you know, and if he, because
What expense? So
the coaching staff will be able to figure out just in practice if he has anything left.
I agree with you on that.
That's what they're paid to do. So I don't think they need to put him on the field just to find that out. Deshaun might want that.
If I was Deshaun, I'd want to get on the field to prove to other teams I could still play. If that's what he wants. Joe is in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Good show.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't always agree with you, but let me put it this way. I'm a Cleveland guy all my life.
Okay.
All the teams. So let me put it this way. If you're talking about a regular business, it makes sense from the Browns' point of view to use all your assets, okay?
Yep.
And a regular business. Sports, though, is not a regular business. I'm telling you right now, they set this team back 10 years with that Watson trade and all the draft picks they lost. As a fan, if they try to put him back on the field, that's going to make Bottlegate look like a badminton game out there. I'm telling you, the fans have had it. I've never supported a team where I'm worn out. I'm worn out before the season even starts. I mean, they just wear you out between the off-field stuff and then the on-field stuff because they suck the last couple years. They don't give you anything to root for. Now, you said that Deshaun wants to do. As a fan, I've had it with them. I don't want to see any more. Let's just move on. And if it was up to me, they'd clean house. I'd clean house with the head coach, Barry Stefanski, because they're all part of this whole decision that they brought him in. And they put us fans through purgatory for the last 5 or 6 years.
Joe, you are making the assumption, though, that those guys were involved in it. Paul DePodesta said that it was collaborative. Okay, take him at his word.
I didn't hear anybody come out and say, "Look, hey, I'm a head coach here, but I kind of disagree with their decision to do this."
You're not going to do that, though.
No, and by the way,
that doesn't happen.
And if a head coach does that, he's gone.
He's out.
Yeah, I mean,
it might have been better for him to be gone and to save his reputation a little bit than to do what they did with Watson. When the owner comes out and says, "We took a swing and missed." How in the hell are you going to put that guy back on the field after the owner says that about you? I think it'd be a big mistake for them to try to do that. But hey, they screwed everything else up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
For the last 5 or 10 years, they can do anything they want to do. You know.
There you go, Joe. Thank you, Joe, appreciate it.
It's a great point from Joe making there. I mean, the owner just. What do you think? What do you think Deshaun felt when Jimmy said that?
Swing and a miss. I probably said if I was Deshaun, I would be super motivated to want to get back on the field.
I would think so too.
Yeah.
Except for one thing.
He still got paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's. By the way,
you think he doesn't want more money after this contract? Of course he does.
He wants the opportunity to play football. And with starting in the NFL at quarterback, you're going to make a lot of money. So that's a big part of it. You know?
If I'm Deshaun, I'm still trying to hang around afterwards because there's still money to be made.
Well, why not? And what are you going to do? You're 30. What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's over the hill.
You want to go coach? No, it's not. That's what my point is. No, it's not over the hill. I mean, he could play for another decade. And Andy, if he ends up being healthy, and good again? This is a small blip. It would be a small blip on his career record.
Agree. Jeff in North Carolina. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Number of things. Number one, I think Shador is ready. You know, the preseason games and then, you know, that abysmal half against Baltimore. The only thing I wanted to see in his first couple of starts was managing the pocket better, eliminating those bad sacks, you know, getting rid of the ball. Clearly, he needs to improve, but from the first sample size to the first two games of his career as a starter, I think he's improved enough because he's got all the physical tools, and there's something about that kid. He just makes everybody around him better. And, you know, love listening to him talk, and I think he's got leadership qualities, that it factor, and I think he's going to be a really good quarterback. And then I think the rest of the way, you just, you know, you play him. You got Deshaun for 21 days. That's at least 3 weeks of starting for Shador. I'd start Shador in the last two, give Deshaun a series or two, maybe a half, just let him kick the rust off. I would go into next year with Shador and Deshaun as my quarterbacks, and I would draft the hell out of an offensive lineman and a wide receiver. And if we needed a quarterback, we'll get one when Deshaun's contract is done and we're able to maybe get some draft compensation for the Gabriel kid. So that's my take.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
Jeff, I was going to ask Jeff.
Oh, sorry about that. I don't know. I think if they stay with the current staff, and this is just me spitballing, that if they stay with Stefanski and they stay with Barry, I think Gabriel's here for another year. I don't think he goes anywhere.
Let me get your thoughts on this. The way this situation is, you have five games to play.
Right.
Now Deshaun's practice window has been open. Dylan Gabriel is still here. And, you know, Dylan, if you might not have liked what you saw, but at one point they liked Dylan a lot better than they liked Shador. Would there be any harm in, all right, hey, Shador, you got two games. In two games, hey, Dylan's going to get a game. Dylan's starting today. Final two games. We're starting Deshaun. I don't see any harm in that right now.
It's the same as preseason, isn't it? You've now taken it back to the way you're looking at preseason.
I just don't think there's enough time for anybody to flat out answer the question, who's the starting quarterback next year, unless it's Watson.
Well, I mean, if Sanders lights the field on fire, I don't know if he's got the tools around him to be able to do that.
It's still kind of a... It's still a little bit of a dice roll if you're the Browns. One thing that Jeff just said that I kind of disagree with, but it's not on Shador. He said he makes everybody around him better. The wide receivers would disagree with that. The wide receivers haven't done very well under Shador.
You're saying he's been able to throw tight ends and running backs better.
The wide receivers haven't shined. A couple of reasons for that. Number one, we don't think they're very good anyway. Okay, they played a lot better when Jameis was there and at one point when, you know, Flacco was doing some things. But I also do think that the offensive play calling has been a little conservative in trying to protect the quarterback. And I think if you want a really good evaluation of Shador, you got to turn him loose. And I hate to be this guy, Andy. You're 3-8, 3-9. You're 3-9. If you lose another game, whippy fizz. I know the veterans are playing to win and everything else. Turn him loose and let's see what he can do. You know, that's where you're going to get the determination if he can be your starting quarterback. You're not going to get the determination if you're really conservative in your play calling and try to protect him. Turn him loose and let him go. Let's see it. I could make the argument it would have been the same thing with Dylan.
I just think Kevin has... I shouldn't say this, but I think Kevin likes... I think he trusts quarterbacks that don't turn the ball over. Let's just leave it at that. Because I think he's still, you know, they still, whether it's, you know, whether he's calling the plays or not, the number one priority of that quarterback is to take care of the football. Don't turn the ball over.
Well, that's true.
And sometimes it's the structure compared to, you know, when we say let's turn them loose, what does that mean?
Well, it means if we turn the ball over and we lose a game, whippy fizz. That's what it means. Let's see what he can do.
I can't see Kevin... Yeah, well, guess what? To play that way.
If Kevin can, if they continue rolling this way and they go 0-5 the rest of the way, wonder where Kevin's working next year. Maybe here, maybe not.
Hmm. 216-474.
You don't survive back-to-back three-win seasons.
That does not happen.
And if it does, then it comes with a great big asterisk saying it wasn't his fault.
And everyone in the league would know that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.